Embodied thought. When you are relaxed and calm, you can safely meditate on an issue that is important to you. Firstly, select your issue, whatever it is, and resolve to focus on it without getting sidetracked. Put that issue firmly in front of you. Name it and picture it. Take a little time to find the right word and the right image. Now, what is the emotion that accompanies this issue? How does your body respond when you think about it? Try to isolate that feeling. Find a word or phrase or a metaphor that describes it. It helps to be as vivid as possible. Now evaluate it. How important is this matter? How heavy does it seem to be? Big issues often come with conflicting sub-issues. If one of these is disturbing you, go through the same process. Name and picture the sub-issue. Picture and feel the accompanying emotion. It is likely to be different. Now look at the main issue objectively and hold your distance. See it in front of you as a name, a picture, and a feeling. Don't get drawn into it, and don't get distracted from it either. Just look at it and feel it, and keep your analysis to a minimum. Just watch, and notice how alive that issue is. Thoughts and feelings will tend to spontaneously pop up around it. Options and insights will arise of their own accord, along with dead ends and cracked records. Just watch what naturally comes to mind, but remain an observer. Don't try to resolve any of it. Stay fully conscious of your body and its responses. Stay neutral. If your face and breathing tighten up, then deliberately relax them. see thoughts come and go from the perspective of your body. Now consider what you plan to do about this matter. See your plan, and how does your body respond to it? Is there an alternative course of action? If so, how does your body feel about this? Don't push to a premature solution. Big issues need to be thoroughly digested first. It is quite enough to feel the issue in more detail. Know when you've done enough and let it go. Return fully to your body and re-establish a calm, balanced mind.